the citations that were issued for the wrong location. It does not mean that the motorist was not in violation. It just means that the wrong location was printed or issued on the citation, which makes the citation invalid. Therefore, the citation is null and void, and the refunds would have to be made back to the motorist or the car owner.
But when was this just one date, one day, one location, or what?
This was a period we discovered between December and April. Citations were issued on Wabash, on the wrong location on Wabash, and we have to refund those motorists their $40.
What was the total cost to the city on that, do you know?
We don't have an accurate number on that yet. We're still processing that amount. We are just trying to get those that have paid the citation, those refunds returned.
Doing mailing checks to them or what?
The parking fine section is handling that. Some people pay online, some people pay through checks, but yes, we are looking at issuing a check to each motorist that had paid for that citation.
Okay. Now, I'm not real clear. You say the wrong location. Is it the wrong street number or the wrong street or
it's
what?
It's the wrong block of Wabash. The wrong 100 block of Wabash was printed on the citation when the camera, but basically when they were issued out, the wrong block was issued on the citation, which means the citation is not valid. Therefore, when a citation has incorrect information, then it throws out the whole citation.
Okay, so basically it was almost like a typo or a clerical error, is that
right? Well, it was a processing error. And that's what we're looking to investigate. It was a processing error, and with a processing error, the citation is invalid, so the ticket no longer stands.
Do you expect that there may be other cases like this?
We don't suspect that. We are going to thoroughly review the total program to assure that there are no other problems like that. We're working together. The Speed Camera program is a three-legged program. It's with financing, police, and the Department of Transportation, along with our contractor. And we will be discussing this in monthly meetings to assure that these kind of things don't happen in the future.
Adrian, and the folks they'll simply be getting $40 checks, and there obviously won't be any record of the violation, correct?
No, absolutely. There's no record of the violation, even if a person is found in violation and a ticket is valid. There's no record on your driver's record for this particular infraction when you receive a speed camera from one of our portables or our fixed cameras.
And I don't know, maybe I should ask you, are there any plans for increasing additional cameras at this point?
Well, when we first started the program, we did advise that we can go up to 75 cameras. We're still on that number. There's no plans at this time to exceed that number.
There are 75 now?
Well, we are going up to 75. They have been phased in over the period of when we started the program in November 2009.